Hello and welcome to my nightly podcast now. Currently now I'm really bored and I don't know what to do. I have an idea that I want to make a podcast, but I'm always procrastinating and I think, well, in my imagination it's like this. I want to make a podcast. Something that, you know, the people can enjoy together, you know, listen to my voice and we can have a conversation, build up a community together, and have fun. I thought at first, a podcast is just an easy business to do, you know? It's much easier than YouTube, you know? You don't need to set up a studio, you don't need to set up a camera, you just need the microphone. And my phone has a microphone. Everyone has a microphone available near them. And just record your voice in there. And done. You've created a podcast. But no, it's not that simple. Okay, it's not that simple. First, the problem that I run to when I am making a podcast is I don't make a podcast because I'm procrastinating. In my mind, I would go like, okay, let's make a podcast. But first, let's watch this YouTube video, it seems interesting. That's what my mind thinks. And when I watch the video, I feel like, aren't we going to make a podcast, brain? Eh? We can make a podcast, but maybe later. This video is very, very interesting, you know. Let's skip that podcast thing, okay? I argue with my brain. Well, that's all procrastinator argue with their brain when wanting to work. Okay, that was the first problem. The second problem comes. Okay, now I'm set up. Let's make a podcast. Okay, I open my audio program. I set up my microphone. La-di-da, and my mouth is in front of the microphone and thinking, what should I talk about? What topic should I talk about? You know, when you are having a conversation with your friend, you know what you are going to talk about because you know who your friend is, obviously. And you know what they usually talk about, you know, what he or she is interested in. But now, currently, I am speaking to who? Who is my audience here? What does my audience like? That is the second problem. And those two problems are really hard to solve. So, the day ends, and I go to bed at 9, and I cannot sleep. Because I am always thinking about the podcast. I don't know why my brain does this. I thought some people do this also. Their brain do this also. You know, like when at night, their brain is more active. And that's what my brain is. It's much more active at night. At 9, I try to sleep. Okay, I can't. So I pick up my phone and watch some more videos, you know, watch some videos about how to make a podcast, how to start a topic in podcast. Maybe tomorrow I will make a podcast, you know, maybe it will work. An hour came by and I still cannot sleep, and 30 minutes later I decided to wake up. Fuck this shit, I'm going to wake up and record a voice. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm recording a voice. Well, that I'm recording a voice, so then what? And then I pick up topic. And this is just the perfect topic that came by, you know? It fits in to a conversation. My procrastinating. from morning to night. I haven't done any single thing productive. And here I am at night. At bedtime. Trying to make a podcast. And boom, here I am. So I'm going to change the topic again here. So I'm going to talk about podcasts now. What are they and why do so many people like podcasts? And to be more specific, why do I like podcasts? So, at first I don't know what the heck is a podcast. I've seen the logo, that purple eye thing. You know, it comes from the word iPod broadcast. Podcast. Very creative. I've seen the logo, I never used the app. I think it was 2015 when I first seen the app. And then 3 years later, in 2018, I found out again about podcasts. And I found this TV series called Alex Incorporated. It's a story about a man who quits his job at American Life Radio. I think it was a radio or podcast. I think it was radio. He quit that job to make his own radio/podcast company. Well, mostly podcast now. The podcast is called Startup. He, Alex Bloomberg, the creator of the company, I'm talking about the movie, or I'm talking about the TV series. Yes, the TV series is inspired by a real story about Alex Bloomberg, who owns Gimlet Media, and I listened to his podcast called Startup. The season one, it was really inspiring. I mean, wow, that story can be a best-selling book, you know. And in the movie, the TV series isn't really like the real life story, but it kind of tells the story, but kind of differently, but still the same. Yeah. So I listened to that podcast before I start podcasting. You know, I had a work. I am an animator, so I'm a 2D animator, so I draw. And when I draw, I'm not really good at drawing animation. If I'm drawing a still image, I would be very bad at drawing a moving image. And at first I listen to music like anyone else would do when they are walking. They will listen to music. That is like the number one thing that they will do to start their jobs. But I'm not. Well, I did, but after that, not. Because I tried to listen to a podcast. And the podcast that I've just told you, the Gimlet Media Startup Podcast. And then suddenly my productivity is doubled. Tripled even. I've never worked this very productive before. Usually when I work, I would finish in 1 week. That's how long it took me to finish a very bad, very bad. I repeat, very bad. It was very bad. It didn't even win the competition, and I was really ashamed about that. It was a national competition. And it was really bad. After I listened to podcasts and start working whilst listening to a podcast, my work speed is doubled, and the quality also doubled. Wow. Podcast has such a big effect. Now, I live in a country where no one likes to listen. Maybe. Well, some likes to, but not really many people know about this thing called podcast. Not even my father know. My sister. Even my friends. I talk to them. Do you know podcast? And they'd be like, what? Podcast? And after I explain what podcast is, they would still not understand what is podcast. And there's one guy. I told him about podcast. And then he tried to listen to a podcast whilst reading a book. How crazy was that? You are listening whilst you are reading. I mean, what? That's the very reason why libraries shush you. They want you to be quiet in library, because if you making a whoosh, making noise in library, it will distract the reader. So no, you cannot do, you cannot make noise in library because of that reason. And he said to me, it's kind of nice, you know, listening to podcasts while reading a book. What the fuck, man? How is your brain capable of doing such things? And then later he explained to me again that, well, my reading has gotten slower than usual, but still works. So, yeah, it has an effect to him. I thought it has no effect. I thought he would be reading like normal and listening to a podcast. Wow, that would be awesome. Multitasking. How cool is that? Now, so I've told you about the podcast having increasing my productivity, and then my country doesn't really like podcasts. Not really, yeah. Not that my country doesn't like podcasts, it's that they don't know podcasts, but they have seen such a thing before, you know? When I tell them about podcasts, you know, they point out these videos on YouTube where they will record themselves speaking in front and having a chat with other people. Well, that is podcast, but if it's only the audio, that is podcast, but with, if it's with a video, that's a podcast with a video, maybe. Well, it's still a podcast, though. Okay, so this is nighttime, right now, nighttime. Let me revise, not revise, let me think what I've just spoken about, what I've just talked about. So we've talked about productivity in nighttime. I've talked about making a podcast is not easy because of my procrastination, which sucks, but kind of nice, maybe. Being lazy is actually kind of nice. Trust me. Maybe that's about it for this episode. Eh? In the next episode, I will tell you about myself. Right now, it's not really an introduction. I don't even have a title for this podcast. Maybe when the track is released, when this podcast is released, there will be a title for it, and a description, because I've thought about it, but now I haven't thought about it, so no title for now, that's about it. Thank you very much for listening, and in the next episode I will talk about my very, very weird hobby. stay tuned.